A community campaign to improve early child literacy in Springfield, Massachusetts, has won national honors. Springfield's Reading Success by Fourth Grade initiative was cited for making measurable progress on eliminating barriers faced by children from low-income families that can block them from becoming proficient readers.
Springfield is doing well. We know that they are a model not just in Massachusetts, but across the country.
Amy O'Leary of the Boston-based advocacy organization Strategies for Children and a representative of the National Campaign for Grade-Level Reading said Springfield's initiative has received a Pacesetter honor. It specifically recognizes progress Springfield has made in improving daily school attendance and reducing chronic absenteeism.
We know that in early years, early absenteeism is a predictor of long-term absenteeism. So if we can really help support this and use it as a parent engagement strategy and not a punitive strategy, I think it's really about changing the conversation to support children to come to school.
The goal of the National Grade Level Reading Campaign is to increase the number of children who have mastered reading by the time they enter fourth grade. Research has shown reading proficiency by the end of third grade is a critical predictor of future academic success. Only 40% of Springfield's children read at grade level by the end of third grade, but that's an improvement over the 28% reading proficiency when the initiative began more than 5 years ago, according to Sally Fuller of the Davis Foundation and the project director for the Reading Success effort.
It's incremental, it's small incremental steps, but what it really does, what it really shows is that it takes the whole community to do this.
Although the schools are where the progress is determined by way of standardized tests, the child literacy effort in Springfield involves libraries, pediatricians, the Public Housing Authority, and any number of other organizations that regularly interact with parents and children.
This work starts at birth. It starts in the home. It starts with parents talking, reading, having conversations with their children, and trying to get them ready to be successful around reading with early literacy skills when they get to kindergarten.
Fuller said the initiative has made a concerted effort to encourage programs to counter the documented phenomenon known as summer learning loss.
If you ask any teacher, the teacher will tell you that they spend a significant amount of time in September reteaching what happened in the grade before.
One of the successful programs is the Hasbro Summer Learning Initiative. It is a 5-week program for about 400 low-income children that features field trips to museums and other places. David Cruz, the president of the Regional Employment Board of Hamden County, said the Hasbro program encourages literacy with science and nature themes.
But it's really an attempt to try to make these young people have an opportunity to enjoy the summer, to continue to learn, so when they go back to school in the fall, they're able to kind of pick up where they left off in June. So it's a good program. We've been at it for a few years, and we're very excited about it.
There are about 250 communities participating in the National Grade Level Reading Campaign. Springfield is one of 38 Pacesetter Award winners that will be honored at a luncheon in Washington, D.C. on April 7th. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.